Yes, it's Benny Hill time with Jan Waters, Peter Vernon, Patricia Hayes, Frank Thornton, the Michael Sam Singers, and the BBC Review Orchestra conducted by Malcolm Lockyer. It's also time for the lad himself, Benny Hill.
Thank you very much indeed. Well, ladies and gentlemen, as we're starting a new series today, we thought it might be a good idea to go out and find out just what people really expect from a radio show. So, armed with a tape recorder, we went out into a suburban high street.
I see coming towards me now a very attractive young lady. Excuse me, miss.
Yes, what is it?
Tell me, do you like the radio?
What
do you think of radio?
Oh, the wireless. Yeah, we got one, I think. Yeah.
Well, do you listen to it?
What else can you do with it, you know?
Well, tell me something. Has it given you an added interest in anything?
Well, like, opera, you know. There was one on last week.
Was it Verdi?
No, it's all right.
Well, now, did it give you an additional added interest? How did it give you this interest?
Well, like, when it was, like, on at the Covent Garden, I got a couple of tickets. That was the best night me and my boyfriend ever had.
Oh, so you enjoyed seeing it as well?
No, we didn't go. I gave the tickets to my mum and dad, see? Best night we've ever had, honestly.
Well, now, I say, just a minute.
Yeah, what? What's that?
I wanted to ask you if you listen very often to the wireless.
Oh, yeah, like, all the time.
Good. And what programs do you like best?
Well, modern jazz, all right.
Modern jazz?
But I liked that documentary program last week about Holloway Prison. That was good. That was well acted, that, wasn't it?
Mm, it was.
Yeah, my sister was in that.
What, the documentary program?
No, Holloway Prison. Let's see, what else do I like?
Do you like A Book at Bedtime?
Yeah. A Book at Bedtime, yeah.
Which one did you like best?
I think Sadie the Soho Stripper.
Sadie the Soho Stripper, but that's not a BBC program.
No, but it's on my dad's bookshelf. Excuse me, won't you?
Now, this gentleman looks as if he might be foreign. I beg your pardon, sir.
What's your name, please?
Hmm? Ah, I can tell by your accent you don't come from round here.
No, I come from Rosenthal.
Oh, now, tell me, sir, what do you think of British radio programs?
I'll tell you, you know, there was only ever one program on British radio. You know what it was? It was Toy Town. Toy Town. You know why? Because Larry the Lamb. That boy, Larry, what a boy. That boy got courage, you know, courage. You know what happened one week? Dennis the Jackson. Romney's Lucy Shaw. Steal a bag of chocolates. Comes Ernest the policeman. Says, who stole the chocolates? Dennis, he stole the chocolates. Don't say nothing. Over nothing. Schlamio. But Larry, what courage that boy got. He said, Mr. Policeman, I'm stealing the chocolates. He don't steal them, but he stands there, this little lamb, and he says, I'm stealing the chocolates. I'll tell you, that boy got courage. You know that show Toy Town do more to illustrate the courage of the simple British people than anything else on the radio.
Yes, but what about the other programs? Haven't you learned about the British way of life from, say, Any Questions, Comments, Today in Parliament?
No, I don't listen to the children's program.
Thank you. Well, now we return you to the studio.
And back in the studio, it's time to meet our own Playmate of the Week, Jan Waters.
Falling in love with love is falling for me. Falling in love with love is playing for fools. Caring too much is such a juvenile fancy. Learning to trust is just for children in school.
Most accidents, we're told, occur in the home. And when one does occur, how nice it is to have a friend to call and comfort you.
Oh, Doctor, I am sorry to drag you out. Oh, hello, Harry. I thought it was the doctor.
Oh, what's up?
It's my little boy.
What, Lofty?
Yes, poor lamb.
What's up with him, then?
I think he's twisted himself.
Well, that's a change anyway, isn't it? But it's his imagination.
But you better come in, Harry.
Hello, Elsie.
Hello, Harry.
Your brother been in the wars, then, eh?
Yeah.
Hello, Harry.
Hello there, Lofty boy. What's the trouble, then?
Well, it's me arm. I think I've wrenched it.
Your imagination, mate. It's all in the mind, see, Lofty? All in the mind. Perhaps I'd better have a look at it. Does that hurt?
No.
Does that hurt?
No.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that arm.
Oh, no, it's the other one that hurts.
Well, roll your sleeve up. Oh, yeah, that's nasty, isn't it? You better have a turncock on that.
A what?
It's French. What I call a turncock. You like to tie a bit of old cloth around it to stop the blood flow, see?
Oh. Here, then, you better have Elsie's old sleeve.
Oh, Mum, really?
It's all right. It's clean.
It's not that nice. It's not nice.
She thinks it'll give me ideas.
Can't give you any ideas you don't have already.
Elsie, don't you speak to Harry like that. I'm sure Harry's not like that at all. Harry's a nice, quiet, clean-minded boy.
Oh, there you are, then.
I think, eh? That ain't the one you had on last. Hold your arm up, Lofty. Oh, there we are. That's it. Put your finger there. Oh, there we are. That'll hold it.
Harry?
Yeah?
I got me finger stuck in it.
Oh, I can't undo it now, mate. I mean, it's a granny knot. It'll take ages to undo that. You just have to wait till the doctor gets in, won't you? How'd he do it?
Getting his supper ready.
Yeah, he was opening a tin of salmon.
Oh, salmon, eh? I like tinned salmon. I like ordinary salmon and all, but it's not like the real thing, is it? I like tinned, you know. No, I mean, like tinned, like keeps all the juices in, doesn't it? When did he like do it? Before he opened it or after?
Well, it was sort of during.
Ah. Well, would you like me to finish opening it for him, then?
Oh, Harry, that is kind of you. Here, then. And there's the tin opener.
Oh, right here, then. Ah, there we are. Got a plate?
Yes, here.
Oh, there we are, Lofty.
Oh, I can't eat it now, Harry. I got me finger stuck.
Oh, I never thought of that. Oh, dear, oh, Lord. What are we going to do now, then? I mean, better not leave it. It might go off.
Have you had your tea, Harry?
That's funny you should say that. No, I haven't.
Well, you better have it then. Oh, that'll be the doctor now. Come in, Doctor.
Oh, thank you, Mrs. Vernon.
It's my boy. It is home.
Morning, Doctor.
Oh, now, let's see.
I've had a look at it, Doctor, but I'd like a second opinion. No, it's your ear. Personally, I think it's his imagination. It's like I say, like, it's all in the mind, isn't it?
You seem to know an awful lot about it.
Well, I mean, my brother was at medical school.
What was he studying?
Well, they was studying him, actually.
tell me, does that hurt?
Yeah, it does. Look, he's hardly touched you. It's all in the mind, isn't it, Doc, eh? Oh, well, that bruise here. Don't take notice of that bruise. That's been here for a week, that bruise. I'd ignore that. Don't take notice of that. That's a trap. That's a trap.
Well, then why don't you shut yours?
I was only trying to help.
I think we'd better have his shirt off.
Elsie, you better go to your room.
Okay, Mum.
Oh, here's that. Look, Lofty, forget about it. It won't hurt. It's like I keep telling you, it's all in the mind.
Nasty. I think I shall have to give him a local anaesthetic.
You're going to give him gas, then?
Gas? You can't have gas with a local anaesthetic.
Why not? We've got a local gas company.
I'm simply going to inject this hypodermic into his arm. Now, here we go. In with the needle, and slowly, slowly, I press the valve.
Oh, dear, what's happened to Lofty? Is Lofty all right?
It ain't Lofty, love, it's Harry.
He's fainted.
As I always say, Mrs. Vernon, it's all in the mind.
Well, now, everyone likes a drop of jolly good harmony singing. But here are the Michael Sam singers anyway. And today they've brought along their version of Pick Yourself Up.
One, two. One, two, three, four. Nothing's impossible, I have found. When my chin is on the ground, I pick myself up, dust myself up, start all over again. Don't lose your confidence if you slip. Be grateful for a pleasant trip. And pick yourself up, and dust yourself up, and start all over again. Work like a soul expired, till the battle of the day is won. You may be sick and tired, but you'll be a man by Sunday.
Right, one, two, three, four.
Time for another edition of Benny Go Round. And here to introduce it is Peter Vague.
Hello again. The latest film to arrive from Hollywood is NBG's Debt of a Salesman, which is, as you may have guessed, about a salesman and the son he worships. The son, of course, is played by talented young Audie Hill.
Is that you, Harry?
Hello, Martha. I'm home again.
I'm so glad, Harry. How was the trip?
Wonderful, Martha. Wonderful. Just wonderful. Say, guess who I saw in Philadelphia?
I don't know, Harry. Who?
Irving K. Schluffenheimer. He asked about Wilbur. He wanted to know how Wilbur was doing, and I told him. And do you know what he said?
No, what did he say?
He said, you got a fine boy there, Mr. Comstock. A real fine boy. Hey, Martha, how is he? Wilbur, I mean.
Oh, he's doing fine, Harry, fine.
Hey, Ma!
Ah, that's him now.
Yeah, that's my Wilbur. That's my boy.
Hiya, Ma. Say, who's he?
Wilbur. He's your father.
Oh, so he's... I don't see so good without my glasses on, you know.
Doesn't he look great, Harry? Hey, Wilbur, tell your pa what you learned at college last week. You know, that poem. Little Jack Horner.
Oh, gee, Ma, do I have to?
Oh, come on, son, just for me.
Okay, Little Jack Horner. Hey, Ma, stop me up, will you?
All right, then. Little Jack
Horner?
That's my boy.
Sack in a...
Chair?
No, Wilbur. Think, son.
Well, that's logical, ain't it? I mean, sit in a chair.
Oh, Wilbur. Now then, where does the teacher make you stand when you're a naughty boy?
Oh, he makes me stand in a corner, but what's that got to do with it?
Well then, what did little Jack Horner sit in?
I don't know.
The corner.
Well, why don't you help me? Give me a clue or something. Help me.
The boy's right, Martha. You should help him. Now, come on, son.
Well, eating his Christmas...
pudding?
Eating his Christmas pie.
Oh, sure. Yeah, sure, I get his Christmas pie.
He put in his...
thumb?
Gee, that's great, son. Great.
And pulled out...
his thumb?
Look, Wilbur, he didn't pull his thumb out.
Well, he put it in, didn't he?
Yes, I know, son, but he did not pull his thumb out. He pulled out a plum. Do you understand, Wilbur? He pulled out a plum. He pulled out a plum.
Okay, he pulled out a plum.
Big deal!
And he said, what a good boy I am.
Yes, am I.
Oh, gee, Harry, don't you wish Irving K. Schlugenheimer could hear him?
That's nothing for wheeling on cars and stuff like that at college, you know.
Yes, and you know something, Harry? Next Monday, he's going to sit for his scholarship, the 28 plus.
Gee, that's wonderful, and he's only 24. That sure is a fine college, son.
Yeah, we learn all kinds of things. Come on, ask me a question.
All right, here's a question. Don't you think it's time you had your tea?
I got work on one. You had me going there for a minute. Look, I don't want any tea. I gotta go out.
Out, sir?
Yeah, I'm gonna see Frieda Knuckenwurst.
Frieda Knuckenwurst? But, son, she's a girl.
I know.
That's not like my boy.
I've been seeing her every night for 3 weeks now.
That's not like my boy.
Yeah, every night I've been seeing her.
Oh, that's not like my boy.
And last night...
Yes, son?
Last night, if I hadn't ducked down behind the tractor, she'd have seen me, too.
That's my boy.
Well, will young Wilbur ever lose his parental ties? Go and see NBG's Death of a Salesman. Now for Inside Film News, over to Peter Knobble.
Well, the news at home is that at Pine Tree Studios, the Chopper Films are making yet another of the stories by Edgar Allan Flowerpots. This one stars lovely Yvonne Romaine as the girl who was born in a trunk and ends up in one. This film is called A Dracula Meets the Blood Beast, and it's a musical. From Hollywood comes news of Walt Disney's new film. It's a sequel to The Wonderful World of the Brothers Grimm, and it's called The Grimm World of the Brothers Wonder. More movie news next week.
Thank you, Peter. Well, I'm delighted to tell you that standing beside me now in the studio is that popular actor, Melvin Cruddy.
It's an honor to be able to have this intimate chat.
Oh, no, it's an honor for me.
That's what I meant.
Of course, you did most of your training in the theater, didn't you?
No. Well, of course, I'd done my basic training at Radar, and then I went straight to the Old Bailey, the Old Vic. I was playing Shakespeare, of course.
Ah, yes, Romeo and Juliet.
Oh, I was in both of them. And then, Twelfth Night, I played a fellow in that. I forgot what was the name of the fellow I played, but I played a fellow.
But it was in 1935 that you got your first Hollywood break, wasn't it?
No. It was in 1936, and since then I have made dozens of fine artistic pictures. I've done The Monster from Up There, The Shape with Four Heads, The Thing Without a Thing, and then I made View Up the Flue. I had a lovely part in that, full of paper. The critics said it was the most pathetic film they'd ever seen.
Yes, I'm sure. And your latest picture?
It's one I've made myself. I financed it, I produced it, directed it, and I starred in it.
What's it called?
I'm calling it This Glorious Island Heritage of England. I'm calling it that because I have a great belief in the future of this great and wonderful England of ours.
Where was it made?
Switzerland. Well, I had to make it here to avoid paying income taxes.
Yes, I see. Well, now we're about to hear a clip from Melvyn Crotty's new film, This Glorious Island, Heritage of England. This film has been made with an eye on the international market and has a cast from all over the world. Here, then, with a truly international cast, is Melvyn Crotty's This Glorious Island, Heritage of England.
Gentlemen, Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth I, Queen of all England, will be with you in a moment.
Ah, the Earl of Leicester. How nice to see you here at court.
Yeah, it ain't often I get up here from my estates in Leicester. But I sure am glad to be here.
And I see you've brought your charming daughter with you.
Yeah, it is for me a great pleasure to accompany Miss Mein Vater on this visit to London.
Oh, what a charming English rose she is, to be sure. She'll steal the hearts of all our young nobles, I'll warrant. Ah, but I see Sir Francis Drake over yonder conversing with Sir Walter Raleigh, and a thing may leave of you. And what's this I hear about you singeing the King of Spain's beard, Sir Francis?
Oh, my goodness gracious me, what a lot of nonsense all these talking about. All those things they'll say about me and my golden hind are greatly exaggerated. Oh, my word, dear. I give you my assurance of nothing but slanderful rumors. Oh, yeah.
And what does Sir Walter Raleigh have to say about that, then?
Ah, that most interesting question. I think that if Blake not careful, King of Spain retaliate and set light to his golden hind. Confucius say, discretion better part of valor.
Oh, come, come, that's no way for an English sea dog to speak. But wait, here comes the Earl of Essex.
Señores y señoritas, pray silent for Her Majesty. She coming right now, I think.
Majesty, now you have finished your audience with the King of Spain, the whole of England awaits your word. Tell us, I pray you, is it war with Spain or peace?
King of Spain, him talk him with forked tongue. No, want some peace, keep, want some war. How?
Thank you, that was most interesting. Now, what are your plans for the future? Another international epic?
Well, no, not exactly, but I have been offered a part in a film, and although it's not a starring role, I should like very much to do it, because I'm sure I could add an air of sophistication to it all. I mean, with the wealth and acting ability at my...
Thank you, Mr. Crotty.
Yeah, right.
Thank you. A new Hollywood musical has just been completed. Set in the West, it's called The Good Fred. Our good Fred runs the Mission Hall in Santa Fe, and he's never short of voices when it comes to joining in.
Yes, folks, it's singing time, and I want all you good people out there to open your books at page 47 and sing after me. Now, here we go.
Fred came home early one evening at 5, and he beat up a man he caught kissing his wife. But it might have been worse, because if he had come home at 4, he'd have beaten up me. Oh,
refine, 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 refine. Leave the life if you've come to harm.
Last Thursday evening, old Farmer Dow saw my brother Jack stealing milk from his cow. He said that he's evil, so my brother Jack, he just turned the cow over and poured the milk back.
Last week at the Mission Hall, my cousin Fred said, I have often heard it said that you save wicked women. Now, if that is right, then save me a couple for Saturday night.
Reform, 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 reform. Good life and you'll come to no harm. Reform the people, reform, reform. Good life and you'll come to no harm.
That was Benny Hill Time with the BBC Review Orchestra, conducted by Malcolm Lockyer, the Michael Sam Singers,
Peter Vernon, Jan Waters, Patricia Hayes, and Frank Thornton. Benny Hill Time was written by Benny Hill and produced by John Browell.